chance to mention this during Bugs and Pugs. We got busy with the news conference and everything going on, but there's a big convention happening in Moose Jaw this weekend, the Midwest Shriners Association. This is a big deal. If you're part of the Shriners, the last time Saskatchewan's Wawa Shriners hosted this convention was 06. The next opportunity will be 2040. So it doesn't come to our province that often. And on top of that, the top Shriner, known as the Imperial Potentate from the United States, is attending and has been there as well. So for those of you that know anything about the Shriners, of course, they often are associated with circuses, but they really deeply involved, very philanthropic when it comes to the 21 Shriners children's hospitals that they support in North America, including in Mexico. Many children in Saskatchewan benefit from the service club, the Shriners, so we appreciate them. And hopefully they've got a big parade happening in Moose Jaw tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. Will they be driving those goofy little Shriner cars? You can bet your bottom dollar that will be part of the parade tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock in Moose Jaw. Okay, I'm looking forward to this conversation. Buckley Belanger, Liberal MP for Saskatchewan's Desnethe, Missinippi, Churchill River riding, was on our program right after the federal election. So he had just won his seat, but had not yet gone to Ottawa. Now, a few months has passed. He, of course, has been named the Secretary of State for Rural Development. He was involved in the meeting yesterday with Premier Moe to do with the canola tariffs. And I'm happy to say we've connected with Mr. Buckley Belanger by phone this morning. Mr. Belanger, thanks so much for taking the call.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I think what's really important is to wish everybody out there a great morning.
Yeah, for sure. It's near the end of summer. I actually reflect back on the last time you and I chatted was right after you had won the election. Now here we are a few months later. You're the Secretary of State for Rural Development. Maybe talk a bit about your priorities directly supporting rural communities across Canada and right here in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I think it's important just to share the perspective. We actually have three jobs, Evan. One of them, of course, is to represent the Northern Saskatchewan riding, which is, you know, really important to me. They're the ones that got me to the show, so to speak. The second job we have, of course, is to be Saskatchewan's voice at the table. And it's a very daunting challenge, but some folks, you know, have done this very well, Ralph Goodale being one of them. So we obviously watched him, and we try and mimic some of his style, but it is certainly a very important, very serious position. And of course, the third component is dealing with the rural development of all of Canada. And we've been doing a lot of traveling, meeting with a lot of folks. And the amazing thing, whether it's Northern Saskatchewan or whether it's in Saskatchewan in general or Canada, people are so willing to share their stories of success, Evan. And, you know, they are proud of their projects. And as we travel and interact with many different businesses and groups and organizations, you know, we learn so much. So this exercise is highly valuable from my perspective, but we are learning new approaches. And the number one message is that rural Canada is very important. Saskatchewan is important. And of course, Northern Saskatchewan is as well.
Buckley Belanger is my guest, Liberal MP for Saskatchewan's Desnethe, Missinippi, Churchill River riding. But as you mentioned, Secretary, you really are the sole representative for the province of Saskatchewan. I know you sat in on the meeting yesterday with Premier Moe and other leaders talking about the canola tariffs. Can you speak to what you expect to see from the federal government with regard to the canola tariffs?
Well, one of the things, as you know, the 75.8% tariffs on Canadian canola seed are unjustified. There's no question that will hurt many Canadian farmers, including many in our home province. So we are certainly considering as a federal government a series of measures to support. And we should say to the folks out there, as a result of many of these conversations that we've been privy to, Canada and Saskatchewan produce the highest quality canola in the world. And certainly from my perspective, we're advocating, and we've had some great audiences and great support by making the simple statement that these producers will be backed up by our government. I know that our Minister of Agriculture, the Honorable Heath MacDonald, Parliamentary Secretary Cody Bloys was in the conversation with the Premier. And of course, from my perspective, we're there to support as we move forward. But this is a very daunting challenge. But I can assure Canadians and people in Saskatchewan that there are many folks that are having very productive conversations, very productive discussions amongst the federal, provincial, and industry leaders. And that's always a good start. But clearly, we got a lot of work ahead of us.
The Premier was pretty clear yesterday, Mr. Belanger, that he wanted the Prime Minister to join him on his upcoming visit to China. What are your thoughts on the likelihood of that happening?
Well, I obviously don't control the Prime Minister's schedule, but I can tell you this, that, you know, the challenge of trying to present or represent Canada on the international trade perspective is very, very tough. It is very, very daunting. But in my opinion, Evan, we got the right person for the job. Our Prime Minister is acutely aware of a lot of the trade challenges internationally and also with the U.S. He's got that experience. And the most important thing is he's got a very, very big team that's supporting him. But to point out that obviously the invitation has been presented by the Premier, but I can assure the Premier and other folks in the province that our Prime Minister is always ready to have greater communications with China, and he continues doing that on a daily basis.
I know that you'll be aware of this from you spent years in provincial politics. So aware of this notion, regardless of political stripe in Ottawa, there's this feeling that the West often is disregarded. And whether it's reality or perception in each case, it's there. And with these canola tariffs, that's been a topic of conversation. We've seen the federal government come to the aid of the automotive industry, the steel and aluminum, the lumber industry. Will we expect to see something soon with regard to canola, whether it's reversing the EV tariffs, a visit to China to try and get them removed, or some sort of relief to help ag producers?
That's the very first step we took yesterday, as I made reference to a productive conversation with the Premier and several ministers of the province of Saskatchewan. There is no question from the federal perspective, they're all hands on deck as kind of the directive from our Prime Minister. And we see a number of ministers that are heavily engaged. Now, as we work our way through this, we can't presuppose what's going to happen as we negotiate our way through these things. I can tell the people of Saskatchewan that they are important. I can tell the people of Saskatchewan that as tough and as daunting as the job is there, we're doing the very best we can to make sure that Saskatchewan is represented. I obviously am asked for my advice around the cabinet table on many occasions. And to point out, quite frankly, that this is certainly, there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of work ahead of us. And the ministers of agriculture and trade are, as I mentioned, part of that big team. So the answer to your question, Evan, international trade, relationships with various countries, that cause and effect of how you trade with all these countries, it's always a very complicated path, and we are looking at all options and certainly looking at ways and means we could collaborate and continue having those productive relationships with all provinces, and in this case, with Saskatchewan as well.
Buckley Belanger is my guest, the Secretary of State for Rural Development for the federal government. Just a couple more things. I know we've only got you for a few more minutes. The former Liberal government under Prime Minister Trudeau came out with some electric vehicle mandates. I know that the government that exists now that was elected this spring has inherited that. It doesn't look as if there's movement away from it. And yet recent polls as recently as last week show the majority of Canadians are losing support for the mandate. They feel the timelines are unrealistic and in many ways implicating cost of living, which is already a challenge. Having come from our province, representing though Canadians across the country, your thoughts, will the government be staying the course on electric vehicle mandates, or will we see a change?
Well, these type of conversations are always ongoing. I can tell you from some of our travels that there's been, you know, some very good reports, I guess, if you will, of some of the opportunities with EV. I think Quebec is kind of leading the purchases on the EV. There's a discussion around Ontario in terms of their rates. BC has embraced some of the opportunities attached to the EV industry. And there's always these workers in the industry that we're trying to attract. And I think we would want to make sure that as we look at all of this, that I don't know where we land in all of these discussions. Other than to say there's some very compelling arguments around the EV, it's affecting canola, and but clearly people out there are telling us that this is a concern, and all of our top people, you know, within the Government of Canada, we know that this is a serious concern.
Chatting today with Buckley Belanger. I know about a month and a half ago, maybe it might have been a little bit more, Prime Minister Mark Carney announced that he was aiming to find $25 billion in savings over the next 3 years, basically asking people from their part of government, from their portfolio, from their ministry, to present a plan by the end of summer to find what he called ambitious savings ahead of this fall's budget presentation. Any update on that? Have you been asked to find savings? And how confident are you that the Prime Minister will be able to make good on this $25 billion savings plan?
One of the things we wanted to do, Evan, is to make sure we, as a Saskatchewan representative, are meeting with as many Saskatchewan industry leaders as possible to ask for advice. And the Prime Minister also talked about investment. There's a difference, of course, as you know, between spending and investment. And we're talking to the producers of many of the commodities in Saskatchewan, folks that are advocating for the biofuels options. All of these things, we're just picking up a ton of information. And to me, I think that fits in the category of investment. Now, our Prime Minister, you know, has been very, very direct. He's also been very, very clear that it is everybody's responsibility to, A, live within your means and not spend foolishly. I think every leader will do that, and our Prime Minister has certainly given that directive. The second thing he says is to work very hard, and speed is of essence, but make sure that work is thorough. So from our perspective, we are going to move forward with what I think is really important that I do, Evan, is to present a Saskatchewan position. Because as we represent Northern Saskatchewan and the province, we also want to make sure that Saskatchewan's issues are brought forward and they are thrown into the mix for investment or whatever the case may be. But so we're forwarding a lot of the ideas and concepts we have. But clearly, I think the Prime Minister wants to signal to everyone, and I don't have any particular information on that. But we're together as a government. It's a responsibility of everyone to try our very best to live within our means and not be wasteful. I think the Saskatchewan taxpayer and Canadian taxpayer appreciates that effort.
Mr. Belanger, last question. I know you're hosting a series of Northern Leadership Summits with local leaders. I'm curious to know what your engagement has been like and what are you hearing from leaders in the North? I can't help but think wildfires has been a topic of conversation.
Absolutely. We've had three meetings thus far, one in Creighton. Of course, Creighton is next-door neighbor to Dunera Beach, who had probably the hardest hit community of all Northern Saskatchewan. And our prayers and thoughts, of course, go to all the citizens that have lost homes and assets and so on and so forth. I can tell you that, you know, it has been front and center for most of these meetings. But surprisingly, as I mentioned, Evan, there's that resilience we see through all of our lives. You see it and I see it. And Northern Saskatchewan, we see that resilience very, very strong. So as we held these summits, one we held in Northeast, which was in Creighton, one in LaRonde, which is North Central, and of course it went to the West Side. And people of Northern Saskatchewan have basically said one thing to me, is that, look, we like development, we support development, but we want to be a full part of that development. We want to be part of the decision-making process, and we want full engagement. So they don't simply want to cheerlead the economy when we talk about Northern Saskatchewan. They don't want to simply bystand when it comes to the issue of protecting our communities better from things like the wildfire. The northern part of Saskatchewan is eager to be part of the solutions and to do the work. And that was one consistent theme that we had. There's issues around help with mental health as it pertains, you know, to the drug issues. There's housing, there's highways, there's healing. So a lot of these things are pretty consistent themes that we're hearing. And being the fact that I'm from Northern Saskatchewan, I've been elected mayor recently, Evan. But anyway, I had to remove myself from that position, which was very tough to do. But we certainly are getting updated perspectives from the Northern leaders and the public in general.
Well, you definitely can bring local, provincial, and of course now federal perspective. So, Secretary Belanger, we really appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Thank you so much, Evan. It's been a pleasure, always.
Buckley Belanger, who is the Liberal MP for Saskatchewan Desnethy, Missinippi, Churchill River Riding, and of course the Secretary of State for Rural Development. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.